This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm News Director Catherine Welch, filling in for Dave Fallon. Joining me is the Providence Business News Editor, Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Catherine.
And joining us is Stephen King, Managing Director of Quonset Development Corp.
Good afternoon.
And you run the Quonset Business Park.
That's correct.
Excellent. So I want to start. Electric Boat gave lawmakers an update and sort of a forecast of where they expect to be in the years ahead. They said they're looking to add as many as 600 jobs this year, and then for a couple of years after that, maybe 200 jobs. And then when these kind of ginormous subs that will replace the Ohio-class subs, they're looking to hire in the thousands. And are you seeing a reflection of sort of that expansion of Electric Boat at Quonset?
Yes, absolutely. So they have grown their workforce over 3,400 today. And I think the numbers you pointed out are accurate. The long-term forecast is very positive, and they expect that by 2028, we could be almost 6,000 people working at Quonset. So that's all very positive. And Electric Boat is currently building a $50 million, 100,000-square-foot facility on some land that they just leased from us last year. So last year, they signed a new lease with us for a 25-year period and added about 40 acres to their footprint.
Now, they started this hiring ramp up about a year ago. Are they on schedule for that?
Yes. Yes. So they're right on schedule. And they, you know, they're experiencing some replacement transition as well. They have people that are retiring. They have a certain demographic of the workforce that they have an aging population. So they have to sort of double down on the growth and on replacement workers.
Now, Electric Boat isn't the only company that's building a new facility. In fact, you just about completed with another facility about the same size, right?
That's right. So there's a 107,000-square-foot facility that a company called GreenCore USA is building. They're a prepared food company that makes sandwiches and salads and things like that for some of their customers, such as Starbucks or 7-Eleven and those type of folks. They are going to finish their factory here in February, and they're going to create a rapid ramp-up of new employment. So they expect to hire several hundred people from Rhode Island. They have about 80 folks that work in some of their facilities in Massachusetts. They're going to move to the facility at Quonset, and then they're going to add over 300 new people.
So this is a consolidation of existing, but also growth in terms of what they want to do.
Huge growth, yes, yeah. Huge growth.
So Quonset Business Park isn't exactly something your average Rhode Islander drives by on a regular basis. What has been happening there in 2014? How was your year?
It's been a tremendous year. We just marked, we had a event back a month or two ago about we reached over 10,000 employment mark in the business park. So you put that in perspective, you know, a decade ago we had about 6,000 people or so. So now we're over 10,000. And that is better than one in every 50 folks who has a job in Rhode Island is at Quonset.
And so what are those jobs? Are those new jobs or are those existing jobs that then just moved to Quonset?
It's all the above. So there are some companies that have moved from other locations in Rhode Island to Quonset, but most of those folks expand when they've done that. Obviously, Electric Boat growth is significant. And we have a lot of core tenancies like JobLot and Toray and Dominion Diagnostics. A lot of folks that are at Quonset have been successful in growing their business as well.
Now, you have another building. Actually, they're about to start digging the foundation for that, right, which is Edicia, which is an existing nonprofit. They produce foodstuffs for third world countries, and they're in the city in Providence right now, but they're going to expand and move to Quonset, right?
That's right. So they'll be breaking ground in April on an 85,000-square-foot facility. We'll allow them to grow their workforce, you know, up about another 75 people. So that's exciting as well.
And what are the projections for Quonset in terms of the next 3 to 5 years?
So we have a master plan that projects out about 15,000 folks working at Quonset at full development. We have about 250 acres of property remaining. We've been on a trend where we've been absorbing about 30, 40 acres of that property a year. So on that type of trend, you know, averaging about 7 jobs an acre, we see, you know, over that period of time would be about 700 more jobs in a 3-year period.
And when do you see the point where you've just maxed out?
You know, at the trend we've been at, and it's been accelerating, the absorption rate is getting better. A lot of our infrastructure works behind us. So within the next, you know, 7 to 10 year window, I expect most of the development would be completed.
Something you had started recently is you actually created a little incubator space, right? And a small
right.
building that had for really small businesses, not
right.
just the big
right.
things.
Yeah, and it's been very successful. We actually last year opened about a 13,000-square-foot office building that was divided into like 33 different rooms for rent. We filled it in 6 weeks. So a couple of companies took bigger chunks of the building. We started a second building, and we're just about wrapping that up now, and it's already 100% leased. So we're have to start looking at a third one, I guess.
Are there a certain type of business that you're looking at for that incubator space? Or?
No, and it's really more managed office space. I think people use the word incubator. It's really that for folks that are starting up a business, don't like working out of their home, they want to come rent a room or an office or two for a month-to-month basis, that type of thing. And we do staff it with a receptionist and some services for those folks. So it's really, we have a varied group of tenants. We got some commodity specialist folks. We have a couple lawyers. You know, we have engineers. We have some 3D printing company and things of that nature in the same building. So
this is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Stephen King. He's the managing director of Quonset Development Corp. Also this year, Deepwater Wind gave the state's Public Utilities Commission just sort of an update on its five turbine wind farm slated for off the coast of Block Island. What role now will Quonset play in the Deep Wind project, either this one or the one off in federal waters?
Right. So they're really, you mentioned two projects. The deal we have with Deepwater Wind is for an option to lease about 40 acres of property from us, which would be the construction base for the much larger offshore project of about 200 turbines. The project they're going to commence on next summer is five turbines off of Block Island in state-controlled waters. Most of the components of that project are being built at existing facilities elsewhere, either, you know, overseas. I know the turbines are coming from France, and the foundation components are being built down in the south. So those components will be brought to Rhode Island by sea and put out on the construction site. So not a huge amount of effort required for that on the land side. One of our tenant companies that's been in the park for a long time, a company called Specialty Diving Services, will be performing the work necessary to make the, what they call the pin pilings. These pilings get welded together to anchor the jacket foundations out on the ocean floor. So Specialty Diving Services would be the primary entity at Quonset that does that.
I'm intrigued. You have the Port of Davisville for the auto, yeah, you know, for the auto importation. You have these facilities, manufacturing facilities. You have rail. You have road. What about the airfield? I mean, do you see that being integrated into the development of the cuties of the business park?
Yeah, you know, that's operated by the Airport Corporation. We have a lot of discussion with them. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of demand for an intermodal move that brings you from sea to air. That's not a common intermodal move. Rail to ship is a common intermodal move with a lot of heavy and high volume, but air to sea is not a common move. So we haven't seen a lot of demand for that.
Well, this has been The Bottom Line here on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm News Director Catherine Welch, filling in for Dave Fallon. Our guest, Stephen King, Managing Director of Quonset Development Corp. Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, as always, Mark Murphy. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Catherine.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.